Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of the War Room is on. I am going to open up the phone lines for your calls this hour. Let's see if there's any videos we need to go to here in the first 5 minutes. Well, we can go to. Let's go to clip four here. This is Benny Johnson, who's been, you know, pretty closely tied into the Trump administration for this entire second administration, and. But he's breaking from them as well a little bit, which is interesting, something to see. Clip number four here. This is Benny Johnson saying what he thinks needs to be done to our supposed allies.
On behalf of other nations, certainly don't want some other nation to walk into our White House and to lie about an operation to our president. And that's what happened. That's what Israel did here. It's unforgivable as far as I'm concerned. You should never want that. China doing that, Russia doing that, or if it were the UAE or Saudi Arabia walking in and lying to us, and lying to our president and then getting Americans killed, I would also be rightly furious. So it shouldn't happen anyway. I think that Bibi Netanyahu should be banned from the White House, as far as I'm concerned, along with any other world leader like that behaves in a duplicitous fashion. And Zelensky should be.
But here's the thing. It's not up to them. Like, every world leader is duplicitous. What are you talking about? Donald Trump is duplicitous. They're all duplicitous. It's up to our leadership who's supposed to not fall for the lies. And apparently Donald Trump's the only one that did. Because according to the New York Times, and this may just be, you know, retroactively trying to escape blame for what's gone wrong, but apparently every single person around Trump told him directly, Israel is full of crap. Literally use the word bullshit from Marco Rubio. So I don't even blame Israel for lying. It's like, why wouldn't they? It almost doesn't even matter if they lie or not. Like, they're just going to get what they want. It's just, why don't you go a step farther? Benjamin Netanyahu shouldn't be banned from the White House. He should be invited to the White House and then arrested on the valid war crime charges that we should actually be enforcing anyway as members of the ICC. At least we were. We probably left because of the fact that they charged Benjamin Netanyahu. Yeah, Zelensky as well. But it's not about Benjamin Netanyahu lying. Everybody knows Benjamin Netanyahu lies. Everybody should know by now that they have been desperate to get into war with Iran for 40 years, and they'll say whatever they think they need to, no matter how obviously false it is. It's Trump's fault for either falling for it or pretending to fall for it, because the outcome is the same. We're in this war. Americans have died. The global economy is on the brink of collapse. Trump has been humiliated time and time again. We're no closer now to getting out of this mess than we were a week ago before the ceasefire had come in. We should be at war with Israel. Israel did this to us. Israel got us into this mess. And not just Israel, the Quislings in our government and our media sphere. These are the enemy. I don't care if they call themselves American. It's not their fault. It's not Bibi's fault for lying. It's not Mark Levin's fault for portraying himself as American. It's your fault if you believe them. Okay? It's not complicated. It's not sophisticated. It's just base lies. And either utterly, outrageously gullible suckers like Donald Trump, or victims of blackmail like Donald Trump, or both, or a little bit of both, or he's in on it. Regardless, the answer is the same. Identify the enemy. Execute extraction. Not complicated. None of this is complicated. This is the frustrating part. Everything is obvious. Everything is simple. Everyone is retarded.
coming up in just the next month or so. It looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors, and that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines.
Dismantling the globalist agenda hour by hour. The War Room with Harrison Smith is live right now on X and Band.video worldwide.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the War Room. I'm going to open up the phone lines for your calls this hour. Open line Friday. Give us a call about whatever you want. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. That was weird. 1-877-789-2539. I've only said that number multiple times a day for the last 6 years. I should probably have it in my head by now. In fact, it is so much in my head, sometimes I actually give it if I am supposed to say my number, like getting reservations at a restaurant or something. They're like, what's your number? And I'm like, 1-877-789. Never mind. Don't call that, please. Don't call that number. So a very interesting thing has happened, which again, it's like I see somebody post, somebody I follow, actually a guy that we played a video of his a couple weeks ago, the guy responding to Joe Kent, the Special Forces operator. Responding to Joe Kent, basically saying we have his back and he's the most trustworthy person probably in the government right now. That guy responded like, you know, I thought the axe thing was another InfoWars stunt until I saw this. And it's like, what do you mean another InfoWars? We don't do stunts. What the hell is wrong with you people? What the hell? Oh my God. It really is genuinely crazy. Our thing is exposing the fraud, you guys. We are the hoax revealers. Why would we do hoax? Why would we ever need to do hoaxes? What are you talking about? Like, we don't have enough going on. Let's create new drama that doesn't actually exist. Are you kidding me? So it's like, again, I don't know what to tell you, but just at the end of the day, if you can't see the pattern, I don't know what else to tell you. We are always telling the truth. We're always telling you the exact truth. It's just so simple, guys. It's very frustrating. But something very interesting has happened. Something very unexpected. The son of the man who made the battle axe commented on the video. So this was the son that told the father to go send the battle axe in. At K_SCG, my father was the one who sent in the axe. We were having lunch a couple weeks ago, and he was telling me about this battle axe he made, and he felt strongly that God told him to send it to Alex Jones, which honestly sounded a little strange to me at first, but I told him if he honestly thought God told him to do that, he should definitely do it then. Then I see this today. Pretty cool, to be honest. And somebody else asks, you know, they want an axe and want to buy one from him. Apparently the dad is a bladesmith as well as a carpenter. Which, does he sell swords? I'm asking for a friend. Does he sell swords? Somebody else says, can you share a screenshot of the tracking showing the delivery date and time? Call me a doubting Thomas, but I think it would be awesome for there to be definitive proof shared. Why do you need proof? Like, what are you thinking? Like, not to get mad, but like, this is why people suck at conspiracies. What do you not understand? Like, there has to be a motive for the conspiracy. There has to be like something being achieved. Why would we fake an axe delivery? What are you talking about? But the guy actually has the receipts. He literally, like, nobody should need to see proof for this. But in case you wanted to, the son of the man involved literally has the actual receipts of the delivery and the tracking number, saying, quote, "This was addressed to Free Speech Systems LLC, which is InfoWars corporate office and not their studio location. So it sat there until yesterday. I got frustrated and contacted Bigly. They run the Alex Jones store and asked Tuesday to get a hold of somebody at Free Speech Systems and tell them to send the axe to Alex. Apparently, it had a FedEx local carrier run it over to the studio yesterday morning. That's my understanding of how it went. Probably would have sat there longer if I didn't bug them with several emails and calls to Bigly." And then he's got the actual receipt with the tracking number and the date. Estimated delivery date, 3:30, with the story of him saying, okay, was sitting at our corporate office, and, you know, that's what happened. If somebody sends something, there's just a basket where stuff sits, and you go over there once a week to, you know, grab what people send you. So, you know, just it would sit there for a while. Incredible. What's your dad's line of work? Carpenter, bladesmith, works with tool and wood, wool and leather. So it's just, okay, I guess he's in on it too. I guess, you know, this is just how deep and sophisticated our psychological operation is going. It's going swimmingly. They're all falling for it. They all think that we had an axe delivered to us. That will help us somehow, I'm sure. Again, it's just like, it's one thing if you could point out what the purpose of the deception would be. What would be, okay, I'm telling you, this is what I encounter constantly. Like, I can't even understand why you think that this might be suspicious. Whatever. It's fine. It's all fine. Let's go to your calls now. Sean in California has called in. Let's go to Sean on line one here in just a second. Go ahead, Sean. You're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon, Harrison.
Howdy.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. Go ahead.
Great. Yeah. Hey, just a real fast, want to compliment the run the American Journal had. You remember I called in like when you took over for David Knight and haven't stopped being a listener of yours. So very proud to see you pass it to Rex and Tim, and proud to see that that's going to evolve into a new form. And I'm still keeping tabs on your Moonbase show. So very happy to see that you guys are leveling up.
Well, thank you for that. And yeah, let me just, I haven't even mentioned that today. Today was the final broadcast of the American Journal that we started on December 29th, 2019. So really starting in more or less the beginning of 2020 all the way through 2025 when I moved over to the War Room. And yeah, it was a very good run. And Rex and Tim did a great job taking over in the last month or so, after Brianna Morello's contract expired. So, yes, things are changing. We told you things are changing. We are redeveloping that show, and things will look pretty different pretty soon. So make sure you're following us on X at Real Alex Jones, at AJ and Live. I'm at Harrison H. Smith, and we'll keep you up to date on what comes next. But it was a very fun show to do while it lasted. Not fun to wake up, but great crew. Thank you for that, Sean, but I know that's not what you called in about. What's your comment on the axe given to Alex?
Well, definitely. This is a thing when you spoke of discernment, and this is something you can use to, you know, swat down all these trolls, all these folks out there when it comes to discernment. You can tell they haven't done their basic, you know, due diligence or research when they propose, oh, something from FedEx, you know, it's gimmicked or whatever. I'm sure there's a way you guys could edit it and show the shipping label, which, you know, would have a timestamp, you know, attached to it. Maybe somehow figure out a way to edit out the address. But there are ways to prove that that was not a gimmick. I'll go back in time to Super Blue. You know, people talked mad smack on you guys having this toothpaste that, you know, I still have a few tubes of it because I bought it in bulk. You know, it's a good product. And Alex let it slip that, you know, it comes from a toothpaste supplier in Maine that you can find at other places. And I did the math. I looked at the bottle shape. I said, oh, Tom's of Maine. It's relabeled. It's like everybody buys Tom's of Maine, and that's a good toothpaste brand. It's organic and doesn't have fluoride. So you switch over, Super Blue, add the nano silver and all that. It's like these folks don't have the discernment to do like 2 seconds of research to know that if it was really a bluff, you guys could be outed so easily. So it's really this thing we have in the modern era, in that we have to discern who are trolls that just are trolling to be trolls, who are the paid bots and paid shills. And isn't it funny that, you know, whenever we speak against certain factions that we're not supposed to talk about, that's when they turn out in bulk, almost in clockwork. They repeat the same talking points. So here's a key thing, Harrison, to always remember, no matter where your media career takes you, if there's a situation where it's a catch-22, where you're screwed either way that you're dealing with it, where you're damned if you do or damned if you don't, your answer or your approach, that's usually a deep state intelligence operation, usually something along the lines of MI6 or Mossad or, the Vatican's intel operation. That's how they love to do things. It's something where they don't get their hands dirty, but no matter what you do, you're the bad guy. So that should help discernment. If you ever look at these cases in the future, you'd be like, hey, Trump's in this situation where no matter what he does, he loses. But in this case, as we've seen, he's probably picked the worst possible scenario. And my discernment is he does need our prayers, just like any president needs our prayers, but him, he needs them more so. And I think Melania needs them. I hinted to Tim and Rex, last night. They need to take a look at what happened to Trump's first wife, that she supposedly was found near the bottom of a staircase and died from injuries from that fall down the staircase. And those who know mafia speak, staircases and falls are kind of it could have been an accident. I'm not saying, I'm speculating, but...
And this was a while after they got divorced, right?
Yeah, it was during Trump's, it was after Trump's first run there, between 2016 and 2021, I want to say, she mysteriously had fall down the staircases, the mother of his children. So to me, I'm not sure if that's like them sending a message to the family that they need to, shut their mouths, or if it was her own business relations, because she had some business ties to the same folks that Trump may be getting run by at this time. So that, from Cohen to the rest, they've always been in Trump's orbit. The question is, how dirty are they doing him now? And I think they're doing him really dirty, where he's damned if he does, he's damned if he don't, with the Epstein situation, with Iran, and all of it. So think of Trump as our grenade. We've breached a hole into this establishment, but we have to flood in the hole while they're still stunned from the flashbang and put patriots in there. We didn't put enough in. We got to get more people involved, all different levels, all different approaches. You know my approaches, but we can't just sit out this midterm. We got to get guys, more Thomas Massey's, more Rand Paul's, more Ron Paul's,
Yeah, and I know you like the National Assembly, which I think is a very interesting tax to take as well. Well, thank you very much for the call. Definitely appreciate it and agree with you. I can't confirm or deny the white labeling of Toms of Maine. I don't actually know, because I thought Super Blue was a proprietary thing. Maybe there was a version that was white labeled. I honestly just don't remember, because we haven't sold it in a while. But I know a lot of the tooth, mouth products that we have, come from Alex's dad, who had experience as a dentist. So I don't remember if that's the case, but yeah, with supplements, it's another thing. Is you'll hear people, snake oil salesman selling boner pills? And it's like, I guarantee if I look in your pantry or wherever, you're taking the same supplements. Like, who doesn't take like fish oil, like basic stuff? I mean, it's like, but it's us, so it's bad and it's wrong and it must be evil. And it's like, why though? And yeah, just do like just minimal research, basic research, and just ask yourself, like, would it even be possible to fake something, or what would the purpose be to fake something? This is what, I don't know why people don't understand this aspect of conspiracies. They learn about conspiracies and suddenly they think that just like everything is fake and nothing means anything, and they might as well fake something just for fun because they like tricking you. It's like, that's not why people do things. They do things for gain. They do things for money. They do things because they think they have to, because they're going to lose position or money. It's like, people do things for a reason, and typically they'll do the thing that costs the least and gets them the most. Like, this is human nature. Like, do people not understand this? It's going back to like the 9/11, 9/11, conspiracies, where people are like, all the conspiracies about, it gets really complicated. And you just think about it, you go, okay, if you were planning this, would you go through all of these various steps where every step requires new people that could spill your secrets, that is another point of failure potentially? Like, or would you just fly a plane into a building and then have explosives and stuff, obviously, and, controlled demolition on top of that? But the idea of like holographic planes, and it's just like, why? Why would they do any of that? They have a plane. They're telling everybody they're flying a plane into the building. They just fly the plane into the building. It's not good. It's not complicated. That's not hard. That's like very, very simple. Again, when you're thinking about these things, just put yourself in the mindset of somebody who would be pulling it off and think, like, would that be worth it? Would that be possible? Just start with that. If the answer is no to either one of those, then just move on. But it's weird, man. Why would we sell products that aren't good? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Why would we do that? It's crazy. No, our products are the best, and a lot of them are white labeled, some of the most popular products in the world. Let's go to Jason Lowe now. Oh, Jason Lowe called in. I should have known when he had a last name. Jason Lowe from Florida. How you doing, sir? MAGA Titan himself. Welcome to the show.
What's up, brother? How are you doing?
Very good, man. Long time no talk. How you been?
Hey, I'm doing well. You know, and it's funny, and I'm not saying you should know this, but I actually dropped MAGA off the Titan name after the whole COVID thing and after J6, man.
I actually knew that. As I was saying it, I was like, wait a second.
It's all good.
Liberty, Titans of Liberty, I should have said.
No, all good, all good. Listen, he's slowly crept into the creeper box. You know, we should have known this with the whole COVID-19 deal. And he still loves his Fauci-ouchie, you know. He has not said anything bad about that. We still have chemtrails. We still have him, you know, being okay with glyphosate. And, you know, it's just, it's bad.
Being okay with glyphosate, he's like, loves glyphosate, apparently. We're giving glyphosate a free pass to poison everybody.
Well, I'll tell you what, back to those products, that methylene blue, it took me a while to try it, but I've had it for over a month now. What a game changer. I haven't had anything like that since the X2, the Nation Iodine. No wonder why it's flying off the shelf. I mean, that stuff is a game changer when it comes to focus and clarity. And I'm able to, you know, knock these videos out and stay up as late as I need to. And then with no crash or, you know, I mean, sometimes I stay up at night because, you know, it is strong. So you have to, you know, get your dose, the right dose for you. But, man, focus and clarity, great.
It's powerful. I'm telling you, it's like... You know, sometimes we'll say, you know, hey, you might need to take, you know, 1.5 times this, but like not with methylene blue. Methylene blue, follow it as directed. Don't go crazy with it, y'all.
I was finishing editing a video yesterday. It's called Dear Donald, right? And it's a playoff of Eminem's Stan, you know?
Okay, yeah.
The fan that's writing him. So I made the video. I finished last night. I thought I was done at 7 o'clock. The methylene blue had me finding so many details in my videos. I couldn't post until midnight on X.
So that's what happened. That's why I was up till 3 editing that video. It's like, because there's a sunk cost fallacy at a certain point. You're like, if I just, man, just 30 more minutes, I'll get it done. And then you're up 4 hours later. That's great, man. Methylene Blue helping to progress the info war. Very good to hear, man. So, yeah, you've been sort of off the Trump train for a while.
You know, I've been giving him the benefit of the doubt. I've been doing the same thing you guys do. We cheer for the good thing, but we've been seeing the bad things getting worse and worse. So, you know, I've just been... You know, sitting back and taking it all in, and then I've just been putting these videos together. So there's 2 of them up. If anybody wants to check them out, I'm still on band.video. I know that won't be around long, so you can follow me at Jason_LO_ on Twitter or X. And the last one we just did, Dear Donald, man, it's really powerful. You guys should definitely check it out. I think every Trump supporter feels this way right now, you know. And, I dropped it yesterday, and it was just perfect timing with everything that's going on with him talking bad about, you know, the Info Warriors and Alex and everybody else. So you guys should check that out, and also check out God is Watching. That one touches on the Epstein stuff. And, you know, working with Grok, it's amazing how I'm able to put this stuff together. It saves me a lot of time. And it still takes me a couple of days to edit these videos because I'm a working man.
Yeah.
But it does cut my time like in half.
Well, that's awesome, man. And hey, it's we know what AI is being used for. So this is seizing the enemy's weapons and using it against them. That's exactly how we defeat them. Incredible stuff. Anything else, Jason?
Oh, just keep going, man. You're doing great. Always knew you'd be a great host. It's back in the day. You're killing it. And, just stay true to liberty and to the country and to the flag, man. That's what we do. We're going to keep fighting. And if any video is going to get me, off, or if I disappear, it's going to be this one.
We're going to play it. The crew's already grabbed us. We're going to play it coming into the next segment. We also apparently have a video from Ron Paul, him reacting to Trump's meltdown. So we'll play that next segment as well. Thanks so much for the call, Jason. Give us the X account one more time.
@Jason_LO_. Jason_LO_.
Yeah, you got to type the whole thing out. It won't suggest it to you. It's too powerful. We'll play the song when we come back in on the other side. Thank you so much for the call, Jason. Let's go to Bart in Georgia now. You want to talk about Netanyahu and Trump? Go ahead.
Yes, obviously there's war crimes going on, but I was sitting here thinking, hey, Harrison, have you ever heard of this drug in Colombia called Devil's Breath?
Yes, I have.
They call it dopamine, and if they drug you, you'll do everything they say. You'll black out. You won't remember it. 100% compliant. Yep. We need to drug test Trump right now, see if he's being drugged or poisoned, because, like I said, he's a clone or something. That sounds ridiculous, but this is not the Trump I voted for. And somebody could have slipped him some drugs, and an Israeli agent could have slipped him some drugs, and he's just doing whatever they say and whatever. I'm not trying to be funny. This is a serious thing that he needs to be drug tested. Thank you, Harrison, for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you. We've talked about that before. I think actually in relation to the Epstein file, I think he got mentioned in the Epstein files at one point, but I've talked about it once a bunch because I saw the documentary Vice did about it. Devil's Breath, or the crew had the real name. What's the real name of it? Scopolamine. Supposedly you can dose somebody with this stuff and they just do whatever you say. Like they just come totally compliant, no will or soul at all. You can just go, you know, walk off the edge of the roof. Someone just walk off the edge of the roof. They'll just do what they're told. It sounds like a magic. It sounds like something from Harry Potter or something, but supposedly it's real. And I mean, it's the number of ways that they would have to control Trump's behavior, from just your sort of mundane, typical blackmail to these crazy zombification thing. And trust me, you know what they were doing with MK Ultra and Project Monarch and all this stuff in the 60s where they were dosing people with LSD. Do you have any idea the like psychotropic molecules that they've created in labs and tested? Or you don't think that the American government has extracted whatever the compound is from the devil's breath and like weaponized it? They've done all of this stuff, whether it's in use and, you know, deployed militarily or not, I don't know, but it would be a sort of dereliction of duty if they didn't test it to see what it could do, because say somebody else might do that and you want to be prepared. So I mean, from electronic waves to, I mean, how they could implant stuff and try, and there's really no end to the number of ways that they could manipulate either Trump or, hell, create a clone of Trump. I mean, that's not out of the realm of possibility. It might sound far-fetched, but, you know, we're dealing with people that are talking about setting off nuclear weapons. If you think they won't go to extreme lengths to achieve their ends, you haven't been paying attention. And they'll pull off some insane stuff. We're going to go directly out to your calls again after coming back in with the new video from Jason Lowe. We'll pick it up there with John, Jay, Carson, Angelina, Tony, and Abraham. We'll try to get to all of you in the next segment. I do want to remind you to go to thealexjonesstore.com. Go there now and get Ultimate Chill and Ultimate Energy, both of our new products. You can get each one for $16.99 a month if you subscribe and sign up for the monthly delivery. But if you want to get that very special and extremely affordable offer, you got to go now, because it only is available for the first 1,000 visitors to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison to let them know he sent you. We'll be right back.
So, CIA declassified documents last week. Operation Artichoke to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer, is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it, I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62, that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public. That's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these Embendazole, fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell, and sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN Zone website. They admit it. Over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house where they put it in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger, pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think methylene blue? He goes, oh, I've been on it since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I went and did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue. With this water, I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at theelvishowstore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at theelvishowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, theelvishowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells. The methylene blue and iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
My tea's gone cold, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. The morning news clouds up my window and I can't see it all. Even if I could, it'd all be gray, but your picture on my wall, it reminds me that it's not so bad. It's not so bad.
Dear Donald, I wrote you but you still ain't calling. I left my cell, my pager, and my home phone at the bottom. I sent two letters back in autumn. You must not have got them. But anyway, what's up, man? How's this war with Iran going? I love you, man. I swear I do. I voted twice, wore the hat. But now you're bombing terror. Cause Bibi Netanyahu snapped his fingers like that. You said America first. Now we're dying for Israel's benefit. American treasure burning up. American lives getting spent. Lindsey Graham whispering in your ear. Mark Levin screaming on the air. Laura Luma tweeting, hit him harder. Got you dancing like you don't care. I even got your face tattooed right across my chest. But every time I see the news, I'm feeling more and more depressed. P.S. We should be together, MAGA forever. You and me. Your biggest fan.
My tea's gone cold. I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. Morning news clouds up my window and I
McDonald. You still ain't called a rope. I hope you have a chance. I ain't mad, I just think it's fucked, feeling like it's all a game. While American boys come home in boxes and the deficits in flames. You let the neocons run the show, Grand Levin Loomer pulling strings, pushing you to bomb Iran so Israel gets its original kings. Nuclear war on the table, man, one wrong move and it's all over. Mushroom clouds over the desert while you're playing golf in Florida. My wife keeps crying, kids asking why daddy's heroes killing kids. I keep telling them, beat every voter who put you back in that chair for a foreign flag and a bunch of hawks who never sent their kids anywhere. P.S. You still ain't called. I'm starting to lose hope. Your biggest fan, Stan Trump. My tea's gone cold. I'm wondering why I got out of bed.
A very powerful song from Jason Lowe. Follow him on X at Jason_LO_. That's not AI. That's his real voice. I mean, the video is obviously AI. Very well done. But, yeah, had to let that play for a little bit. We hear so much AI. It's actually kind of shocking hearing a real human voice with real human emotion. Expressing what I so firmly believe. Very well done, Jason Lowe. Let's go to the calls once again. John in Naples, Florida has called in. Go ahead, John. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks, Harrison, for taking my call. I wanted to first touch base about the axe. I mean, if Alex Jones, if everybody says he was acting, then he should get an Academy Award. I mean, his crying and holding that axe, like I was watching that at work, and it made me emotional. Making me emotional right now just thinking about it.
I know. I'm right there with you. No, that's what I was saying before. It's like, okay, Alex is a good actor. He can do voices and stuff. He's not about to cry on command. I mean, it's just, if you can't watch that and immediately feel that it's real, that's the thing. Is I'm like, is anything real to these people? I mean, you see a grown man welling up with tears on live TV, and then they're just like, yeah, right. And it's just like, all right, then you just must live in a world of nothing, right? Of just like people never feel emotions around you. I don't know, man. But yeah, dude, I was getting choked up, you know, recounting the story to my wife last night. Just like the because of how meaningful it is to Alex in particular. Again, none of this stuff is fake. The crap that we have been through.
And you guys woke me up in 2016 when I was working for an NGO airline. You know, I'm one of those people that you reached out to. And, like, I realized I was working for an NGO when we were working the Ebola operations. I was a maintenance controller for Western Global Airlines. And, like, I'm in this office trying to figure out what's going on in the world and, like, why these Ebola operations are so screwed up working for Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And, like, it was just, like, from the Ebola operations to, like, that they cut off like the food supply to down Africa, just as Alex said in the past, and that's how the refugee program started out of the Congo. And dude, I had to sign NDAs prior to the COVID war a month before because our personnel were taken by the PLA, and like we flew to Venezuela with $2 billion in 2019, and my coworker got held hostage, and like we got released by Cuba, and like the whole time I'm like I told this to a pastor like 10 minutes. Prior to that axe moment happening, and this guy, I was lost. Like, I'm fallen, and I was talking to this pastor who wants me to come every Friday to see the table for, like, a men's Christian group, and then this thing happened to Alex 10 minutes later. It's about getting an axe and being strong, dude. It just, like, broke me, dude. I was like, this is my time, too. Like, everybody's got to get involved in their community and understand that, like, it's not over. The war's still going on. I worked under Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. I went through the garbage with figuring out how this all went down because the info was there for me. And, like, when I went to, like, after I got out and realized now that, like, it's all about the AI data centers now and the water positive agenda 2030 and how Bill Gates sits on top of farmland in Florida that's in the largest aquifer in the state and everyone wants to build freaking data centers here and destroy the – it don't make sense, and people just don't see it. And, like – the InfoWar does, and they've always seen it. They've always been there for me. And yesterday was just like the pinnacle of everything for me, man. It's just killed me. Just broke me, dude. Like, people need to understand that civilian air cargo companies and certain airlines were used under Biden for like human trafficking and money laundering and all sorts of nefarious stuff, and people are compartmentalized. And that's what I learned from Alex, because I called in years ago when I was working at Western. I ran in the parking lot, and he told me about that. And that's what we have to deal with, compartmentalized people now in this current administration. They want to be neocons and go along with it and just party and do all this crap while we sit here and suffer and listen to their lies because, like, oh, we want to get in our little boxes and try to get in these little deals and be grifters in certain places. And we start attacking each other, and we forget about what's really happening in the world, that the next slave system is right over our heads. And just, like, people need to be there for the info. We're a huge family internationally, and everyone needs to get down into their communities and look around what's happening in the AI and make sure that you're getting protections for your children's future. It's so important. And thanks for listening to my rant.
No, that was very powerful. I probably would have responded if I wouldn't choked up a little bit myself, man. Yeah, it's everything seems to be sort of coming to a head, and again, not just to like brag or any, it's not me bragging, because it wasn't me that came up with it, but like the InfoWars mindset, the idea, it was like fully formed and perfect when Alex first introduced it. And you can watch, and I'm sure if you've been a fan for a long time on InfoWars, it's like everybody eventually realizes that we were right. Even if they're just dead set hardcore, you're a bunch of idiots. Don't you know that it's the Jews? It's got to be the Jews. And we're like, look, it's some Jews, it's some not. You can't blame it. And it's like, and at a certain point, everybody eventually comes around and goes, you know, it's actually all about 1776. It's actually about personal responsibility. It's actually about getting the poison out of the food and water so we can actually be human beings and fully reach our potential. And it's about everybody of every race, color, and creed. It is a worldwide move. Like, everybody comes to this conclusion eventually. Even the word InfoWar. How long did it take the rest of America to realize that they were in an information war? Now you see it in every article pretty much about how the information war is going. Who's winning the information war? Alex just figured, I don't know how he did it, but he figured all of this out. And again, I can point you to specific examples. I'd say Nick Fuentes is one of them, where for a while he was a lot more hardcore on like the, you know, white exclusionary thing. Not to mislabel him in any way, but I've seen a video of him recently kind of going, you know, it's are you American or not? If you're American, then you're on my team. And if you're not, you're not. And if you're Black, Hispanic, Asian, it doesn't matter. We need to be on the same team together. And it's like, kind of like Alex Jones has been saying for 35 years. Owen Benjamin was on with Alex the other day, and he was saying the same. You know, I realize it's the whole Jewish thing. It's actually a little bit more nuanced than I thought. And it's like, can everybody just listen to Alex Jones? Just please, just listen to Alex Jones. Just trust Alex Jones. And he's just right about everything. I don't know what else to tell you. That's it. That's it. Because it's all born from first principles, Christian American principles that are universal and complete and solid and require no caveat or, you know, increment, change to meet the exact moment. Like, they're just always there. They're always valid. It always works. Like, there are just things you can apply to any situation and you get the right answer. And the thing that you apply is like love of all humanity, hatred of despotism and tyranny, hatred of lies, love of truth. Like, it's very simple things, but you just apply those and you're always going to be right. It's pretty simple. And so, you know, again, not even to brag, because it wasn't me that came up with it, but like, if you have discernment, it's obvious once you hear it. Like, yeah, this is the right way to be. It's the right view to have. And it's why, despite all the names they call us and labels they give us, I've never been shy to say I work at InfoWars. Other people might, you know, oh, do you tell people you work at InfoWars? Of course I tell people we work at InfoWars. Why wouldn't I? We're not racist. We're not hateful. We're not bigoted. We're not anti-Semitic. We're not stupid. We don't make things up. We don't lie. You know, I'd be embarrassed to say I worked at CNN, right? I'd be embarrassed to say I worked for Trump at this point. I'd be embarrassed to say I'd be a lot in a lot of these organizations. I'll never be embarrassed to be part of InfoWars. Let's go to Jay in Maine now. Jay, thanks so much, and thank you for the call, John. Jay in Maine, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison, how you doing? I love you guys, man. I've been watching you since day one, and keep up the great work.
Thank you.
This is also going to tie into the Jason's video there with the big, bright red MAGA hats flying everywhere. This is going to go down the rabbit hole a little bit, go a little deeper here. I received the sermon a long time ago when I was saved. Around Trump's first term, I kept seeing clips of Marina Abramovich show up talking about Trump, talking about how he's the great magician, and she meets with all these shamans, and they do collective dreaming, and they see Trump, and he's the great magician. These are verifiable clips. You can find these anywhere.
Yep.
I said, oh, that's odd. And then I start seeing him do these rallies and these MAGA hats everywhere, bright red MAGA hats that look like he was being worshipped almost. I said, MAGA, that's a weird word. Then I found the clip of the Church of Satan, highest level of the priesthood, is called the MAGA, M-A-G-A. I said, ooh, this is quite strange, but my discernment was going off like crazy. I said, geez, it looks like they're worshiping him with a talisman. So he's, preaching out to the choir and receiving all this power. And I mean, 50,000, 100,000 people were showing up. So I believe there's been a spell put on. And after this, he came out and he did a speech. Most of the people thought it was about immigration because they clipped in a couple of surges to the border in between the speech. It was a speech he gave called, You Knew I Was a Snake Before You Let Me In. This is called Revelation of the Method. He came out and he actually told everybody who he was, what he was doing to make the spell that he was putting over people much more powerful. That's where I think we're at. I think he's a very high-level magician, just like Abramovich says he is. And he's surrounded by Chabad Lubavitch. These are the guys in the black hats that surround every president. They're obviously all very high-level Kabbalists.
Yeah.
And I think on the spiritual level, that's what we've got going on here. Now, if you were to take that information, maybe put a clip together and put it out there, you'd really ruffle some feathers, but you'd also probably wake a lot of people up. And I'd put it out on X, but I'm banned. So, you might see why I'm banned. But
Yeah. I've seen people post that clip about Trump and the snake. I get where you're coming from, and I know, there are old stories from, like, the 80s of where it's like Madonna and Trump have the same Kabbalist teacher or whatever. You know, so clearly he's tied into some of that stuff. But then I've also heard other things. Like, it's happened a few times, but you'll have, like, legitimate, actual, honest-to-God, like, witches covens and things, or, like, subreddits where it's like they all do witchcraft and they try to curse people or whatever, and you'll have these people going, yeah, Trump is under some sort of protection. We can't get through. Like, they actually think they can do magic, and they like try to target Trump, and they're always like, yeah, we can't get through. We cannot penetrate the shield around him. Because, there's a lot of good people, praying for Trump and protecting Trump with their prayers. So, I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. At this point, I'm not going to discredit your thoughts. I tend to think it's a little bit more mundane than that, and a little bit more just earthly and just your classic corruption. But, you may be onto something. So thank you for the input, Jay. And with these people, you kind of got to go like where they're, you got to look at it from their perspective. Like one of the things that I find very strange is people will bring up the fact that Jeffrey Epstein called Trump a monster. And it's like, yeah, because Jeffrey Epstein was a monster. the Gorgon considers Hercules a monster, Pericles a monster. Like, you want to be a monster of the monster, right? So it's that type of stuff that's like, okay, if they're calling him a magician, like maybe it's a compliment, maybe it's like kind of half an insult. You never really know. So it looks like Candace Owens came out with a response to the truth. and the crew's telling me we should go to some of these clips. Are they good? How long are they? Let's go to one. We've seen some of the other people respond. We saw Megyn Kelly and Tucker respond. Let's go to Candace Owens now. She put out a video responding to Trump. I haven't gotten to watch it yet, but the crew's grabbed some clips. Let's go to Candace Owens.
It seems like you can't put together a coherent thought. Let me tell you something, and this is just reality, okay? Going back to just the rules of the jungle, okay? Let all the politicians and advisors around you evaporate for just a moment. Just you and me, ready? People will not fight beside, behind, or for someone who is fundamentally disloyal, okay? If disloyalty and deceit is in your nature, then I highly suggest that you combine it with silence. You can be what you are, but I would advise you do it quietly, Trump, because MAGA is no longer commanded by you, and you know it. You know it. You belong to the Epstein class. That is your legacy now. People will see your name on buildings, whatever was agreed upon in those boardrooms, Jared Kushner, Trump, Gaza, hotel, whatever you tweeted, so crass. They will see that. You will earn that. And then when they see it, they will think about how many children had to die or be raped by men on islands so that you could stick the Trump name upon a building. And for clarity, Mr. President, that's not my fault. That's not Megyn Kelly's fault. That's not Tucker Carlson's fault. You made that trade. You chose money above respect. And what an absolute shame that you chose to do that toward the end of your life, okay? Because you can't take money and things and stuff with you when you go, just your soul. And you sold yours for what? Another gilded ballroom? You can't take money and things and stuff with you when you go, just your soul. And you sold yours for what? Another gilded ballroom? Let me be perfectly clear when I say this. Charlie Kirk, he died free. You will most certainly die a slave, okay? You are in chains right now, and the entire world can see that perfectly. At best, what you can hope for in this moment is that maybe one day upon the college campuses that you so deeply cherish, they'll teach all about your now tarnished legacy as the perfect modern day example of Plato's allegory of the cave.
You know, she's right. Again, it's like, okay, he already had half the country kind of despising him, but he had the other half who would be willing to fight to the death for him. And he was just systematically forcing those people away. So you're going to have nobody but Mark Levin and Laura Loomer. And I get it that, you know, you think that this is a long game. They'll be the ones publishing the history books, but I don't think so. I just don't think so. I think the game is up. I think the game is up. Let's go back out to your phone calls because we got a few more and people are holding on. Let's go to Angelina in South Texas here. Angelina, thank you so much for calling in. You're on the air.
Hello, Harrison. It's been a while. I'm glad to talk with you.
Good to hear from you.
Okay, yeah. So I'll just go ahead and go straight to it. I have been on X tracking earthquakes and satellite imaging and capturing new earthquake weapons. I was doing this a lot in 2024. They all had the same pattern. And so I looked at that threat that was done by Donald Trump. And how can you destroy and disintegrate an entire civilization?
You think he's going to use an earthquake weapon? I was wondering about that. Rods from God, or because he's like, no nukes. We're not doing nukes. But then he keeps saying, but we have these other secret weapons that you don't know about. So you think it might be an earthquake weapon?
Oh, yeah. They're very easy. They can easily be seen on the infrared long-range satellite. And so I started looking at Iran. And the first thing they do is they make a nice box. It's right angles. First, you see the parallel lines, and you see the right angles. And then you see probably on the southwest, I call it the southwest corner, the left-hand side corner, there's going to be there's two little half clouds.
Well, tell you what, Angelina, I follow you on X, right? You share this on X?
Yes. Yeah, I have the latest stuff up on X right now.
All right, well, I will take a look at that. We only have about 2 minutes left in the show, and I got to get to some of these other calls. But thank you so much for the call, as always, Angelina. And I will DM me on X, and I'll check it out and show it on Monday if I can remember. But thank you so much for the call. I do want to go to Carson in FEMA Region 2 here. I want to talk about spiritual warfare. If you can keep your comments short, go ahead, Carson. You're on the air.
Yeah, thank you, Harrison. I need to make this quick and concise. So obviously you had James Williams on the other day and literally a miracle appeared on air. I highly suggest you talk to Alex and get him on air as soon as reasonably possible. There's a very important event coming up. I don't know if you know what's happening on May 17th.
No.
Trump announced back actually a month before the war even started, you can even look it up on the White House website, that a rededication ceremony of God, one nation under God, is happening on that date. Obviously, everyone talking about is Trump possessed, is this or that. Obviously, you know the enemy. These are wicked, satanic creatures that are doing all types of witchcraft, wizardry, this or that. If they know there's even a slight chance that that rededication ceremony gets this nation rededicated back to the true Lord Jesus Christ, they know they're finished. So that's why all these attacks, satanic spiritual attacks, have been happening. And I'm sure you've seen it within the last month. February started, they ramped up. Ridiculous. Like, out of nowhere, Trump has been off his rocker compared to where he was before. So that's and James Williams has talked about this before. I highly suggest you bring it back on because this is a very important event. Christians need to be aware. We need to fight back and make sure this dedication ceremony is rededicated back to Jesus Christ, because if the enemy rededicates it back to any of their fake gods or little g gods, their satanic fallen angel gods, we're finished.
Okay, May 17th, and it's the rededication. All right, we'll look into that. Thank you for that. That's about going to do it for us, folks. Thank you so much for joining us here on The War Room. We will see you back Monday afternoon. Please do go to thealexjonesstore.com to support everything that we do here. Y'all have a good weekend, and stay safe, and we'll see you on the other side, folks. Again, thank you so much for your support. We really do appreciate it, and in these times, we appreciate it more than ever.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house where it put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Is T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexjonesstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.